The Dakar midday sun shone onto the USS Fort McHenry, and the wind frantically whipped a large American flag back and forth as nearly 200 Senegalese military lined up behind their U.S. naval teachers for a recent graduation ceremony. One by one, their squadron names were called out to mark the soldiers' completion of a one-week course taught by their American counterparts as part of the Africa Partnership Station Program.
On a fait beaucoup de choses.
Among the graduates was Yves John, a Senegalese mechanic. He said he learned important things during the course, such as how to change filters, but he says a week was not very long, and he hopes to continue the process. In June, another U.S. ship will begin a tour of West and Central African nations to again train local maritime forces. These programs are run by the African U.S. Military Command Structure for the continent, which is based in Germany. At a symposium in Dakar last week, U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Anthony Curta stressed the importance of training African forces and adapting to their specific needs.
We will continue to listen. We will continue to engage. We will continue to be present in the waters in West and Central Africa, and it will continue to help you build your capability and capacity to provide for maritime safety and security in West and Central Africa. That is our pledge, and that is what we will work to do.
Navy spokeswoman Jane Tyler says the training also helps African countries build stronger economies by curbing illegal activities in their waters.
The biggest concern for a lot of these West Central African coastal regions is illegal fishing, drug trafficking, oil theft, illegal immigration, and that does not create an economic prosper region. And by coming in and doing this military-to-military training, we help the African nations build up their navies, their capabilities, so they can patrol their own coastal waters, which would provide a more economic, prosper region. And if they're prosper and they have stable regions, then that will trickle to Europe and the United States.
There has been an increase of such U.S. military training programs in recent years, including to fight alleged terrorist activities in the West African region as well. Many human rights activists in Africa say they fear their governments are taking too much of a militaristic approach to solve what they say are mainly social and poverty problems. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.